101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Roar Program at UW-Milwaukee. Students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matters. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready. Truth Nation, what's the word, man? We are talking reputation, right? Now, peep this. Before we went to break, we talked about how reputation affects your business, your work life, your personal life, your family, your friendships. Let's talk about relationships, right? Let's talk about relationships. How much does reputation affects relationships? I mean, obviously, it plays some part in it, right? When you are dating or you're trying to be committed to someone, whatever reputation you have matter. Don't no man won't know, and don't no woman won't know. Man, that's a, you dig what I'm saying? Now, me personally, you know, by default, because of who parents are, I have a reputation of being a player. I have a reputation.
You ain't no player.
I have a reputation of being a player, right? Or used to. So I want to elaborate on this piece because it's important, primarily, especially when you're dealing with someone who is known, or you both are known, or you both have some type of reputation when it comes to your city or industry or whatever the case may be. But how important is your reputation in a relationship? Does it matter? Now, I know guys who be like, man, shorty, not to me, but my friends, my guy friends. Short man, I don't care about what shorty did before me. It ain't got nothing to do with me. And then as soon as shorty get the shorty in, we're doing the thing she was doing before him, then he be all in his feelings. So it does matter. And it's some women, too. It's some women like, girl, he a dog. He a cheater. He a manipulator. You know, oh, but he's so fine. I just like, they giving you the reputation ahead of time and you still not catching heed to it, right? Or are you the type of person that just genuinely don't care what people say? I mean, it could go either way, because when you're talking relationships, reputation, it depends on who it comes from. Especially if you're a woman and it's coming from another man, he could be hating on that man because he wanted to be with you, baby girl. Same thing for the men. You ask your homegirl or your homeboy about somebody, they gonna tell you something probably because either the woman, she's intimidated by her, or your guy friend want to crack. Either way, reputation. Are you the type of person who it doesn't matter what someone says about the person you are interested in, you want to find out yourself? Like, there has to be a fine line, right? There has to be a fine line, because I understand both sides. I understand not listening to what someone says because people just be hating and people don't know what they be talking about, all of the above. But then I also understand when people are trying to forewarn you and say, hey, you may not want to take that route with this person because they have a reputation of XYZ. This is where your discernment comes in at. This is where your character, your morals, all of the above comes in, because it's a case by case situation. It truly just depends on the person you are talking to, how many times this comes up, and who it's coming from. Because a lot of y'all like to take information from people that you know mean no good, and then you like to add to the reputation. You understand? That's not right. That's not right. Shout out to the chat. Marty said, angry and mean women hit different. Marty, you got to clarify that. Do you mean physical hit or you just mean hit in general? We gotta clarify that. He also said, facts, stay out of Popeyes. Man, listen, we're talking reputation, man, on every level. Relationships, friendships, business, all of the above. How important is reputation to you? And what is it that you are willing to do to protect yours? How far are you willing to go to protect your reputation? And why? Why? Me personally, it doesn't matter what type of relationship it is. If it's someone that I genuinely care about and someone that what they think of me matters and someone that I'm building with, absolutely, absolutely have to address it. Most definitely got to nip it in the bud and keep it pushing. If it's someone who has no weight in my life whatsoever, I'm not choosing that battle to fight because people are always going to have something to say. People are always going to feel a way just so that they can try and prove you wrong, right? At the end of the day, you got to protect your peace, protect your character, protect your relationships, protect your future, right? Your name into rooms before you get in, whether it's dating, business, or whatever. All of that stuff, it matters, man. It matters. How are you going to build your future if you have a bad reputation, right? I know I know a guy who consistently he feels the need to talk down on people and have the gossip about them and say that, but you know how many people he owe money to? He got a reputation for owing money to people, but he out here running his mouth at other people's business. Again, what you say and do matters, and that's going to build on what type of reputation you're going to have. So when you're running into people, the takeaway is when you're running into people, you have to think about the impression that you want to leave on them. And again, this does not mean that you have to be a people pleaser. This just simply means that when you are walking into certain rooms and you're around certain people, you have to carry yourself a certain way, depending on what business venture you're in, what career you're in, whatever it is that you're doing. Because all of that stuff is going to affect who you become in the future. The people who keep saying it doesn't matter, it does matter. Y'all must don't have any children or loved ones. Because anyone who has children understands what I'm saying. Even if you don't, if you're a working professional, whatever the case may be, you understand what I'm saying. It matters. It matters a lot. Don't let it overstimulate you to the point where it's like it consumes your day-to-day to where you're constantly worried about what someone has to say. You can't do that, but you can have a boundary. And you can set that boundary and you can say, I want to be this type of person. Therefore, I have to work towards being this type of person. What does this type of person looks like for me? What is it that I need to do in order to be this type of person so that I can have a great reputation? What is it that I need to do? Start asking people. If you have people around you that love you, ask them, man, what people be saying about me? What's my reputation? If they love you, they're going to tell you the truth. If they don't, they're going to lie to you. But use it as practice so you can begin to view yourself the way that the world views you, because that's important. Again, it's important. Unless you're just happy with not doing nothing or with yourself or having anything. But anyone who has something going on for themselves, they automatically know that what other people think about them matters. Right? I want y'all, my call to action to y'all for today, again, is just simply how to be a better person. It does not take away from who you are. It just simply means, what are you doing to make sure that you become the person that you need to become? And a part of that is your brand. A part of that is your character, what you stand for. And it does not have no age limit, because until we leave this earth, we learn every single day. This is practice. Everything is practice until we get it right. When we get it right, we are no longer here. Every day is practice. Every day you have a choice and decisions to make that will determine where you will end up in your future. How you treat people is one of them. How you show up for people is one of them. Better yet, how you treat yourself is the most important one, because that's how people are going to start to treat you. If you have a reputation for not even loving yourself, and trust me, people can smell it. Now I got to tap into the ladies. Ladies, let me tell you something. Men smell vulnerability. They know when you are timid. They know when you are vulnerable. They know when you are... I'm not even going to say women. I mean men, because women too. Women know when men are the same way, right? These group chats be off the chain. They smell it a mile away. Make sure you are strong in everything you do, especially when it comes to dating, because you don't want the reputation that somebody can play you. It's a real thing. I'm telling you. Not even just in relationships, in anything. This is a thing. It's a thing where people have group chats, people communicate in different arenas, in different parts of the country, and they have these conversations, and they will prey on you. If they feel like you are a weak link, they will prey on you. If you built a reputation of being someone who has no boundaries, a people pleaser, all of the above, they will prey on you. P-R-E-Y. Right? You gotta develop that dog in you. Get that dog in you. I'm not saying you have to be mean. I'm not saying that you have to treat people like you want them to be afraid of you. You just have to simply show people why they need not to play with you. And sometimes that don't need a reaction. Sometimes that's simply not doing anything. Protecting your brand is pretending to be perfect. It's making decisions today that your future self won't have to apologize for. I'm sorry, protecting your brand isn't pretending to be perfect. It's not. If you want your name to be, like, it's crazy because I remember growing up that there was a time where that actually meant something. How people thought of you, your name in these streets, what future say my name hold weight. That meant something. We are in a society today where it's almost as if it means absolutely nothing. When people mention your name, that should come with a lot. As soon as they say your name, oh yeah, yo, so-and-so, I know them from this. I know them from that. We are living in a society today where people think their names, like content creators and Instagram models and all of the above, like this is what they want to be known for. If that's your cup of tea, by all means, do you. But understand that your reputation is building your legacy. And if that's the legacy you want to have, if that's the legacy you don't want to have, you got to be careful. You have to be careful. You want people to feel away when your name come up. You want people to react when your name come up. You don't want your name to come up and people be like, man, I don't even want to deal with them. I don't want nothing to do with them. Now, in the industry, if you got a bad reputation, you think that not caring about what people think about you don't matter? Man, all right. You're going to get blackballed. You can be an athlete. You can be in radio. You can be an artist. You can be an actor. Anything. If you have a horrible reputation, people will blackball you from being able to work because nobody wants to deal with you. We talking reputation today, Truth Nation. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the beautiful heart of downtown Milwaukee. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to The Truth in the Morning with Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they are located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses in the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday, 8 a.m., only on Truth in the Morning with Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that power local businesses. Truth Nation, listen. We've had some great conversations today about reputation, character, morals, and what it means to protect your name and your legacy. Prior to us having this conversation, when I first started out with today's show, we did the affirmations. For those who are just joining us, one of the things that I do with my students daily is affirmations. A few of those affirmations can be, I am powerful, I am worthy, I will not give up, I am determined, whatever you feel like fits you in your situation. And I just want to circle back to that and kind of tie it all into the whole reputation thing, because when you are looking at it from a surface value, all you think of is what society tells you to think, which is what other people think about me. Not in the sense of how it affects your legacy, how it affects the rooms that you enter, how it affects people's perception of you, of wanting to work with you, and how many missed opportunities can be missed if you do not have a great reputation, right? And a part of that is my affirmation for today was, I will not give up. And I want to add to that, because that's a broad message. It does not mean I won't give up on life, or I won't give up on my journey or determination. It means that I won't give up on myself. I won't give up on myself because I'm all I got. As long as I keep going and remind myself that every day that I'm alive, every day that I'm breathing, I have another opportunity to be who it is that Jazz needs to be. I won't give up on myself. Because I know that I've come a long way, and I don't want you all to give up on yourself either. And a part of that is protecting your name, protecting your brand, your reputation, what you stand for, right? If you are someone who is bad tempered, you blow up, you have a short fuse, you don't have any patience, you have a lot of anger inside of you, you've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. Trust me when I tell you, I understand. I've been through the same thing. But understand, it's not too late to change the narrative. It's not too late to change that reputation. It's not too late to be someone different. You are allowed to grow. As long as you are breathing and here on this earth, you are allowed to grow. Who you was does not determine who you are and who you are going to become. We truly have to give ourselves grace. We have to give ourselves grace enough to the point where we don't work so hard at being our own worst enemies. We have to be able to pull it together. We have to be able to pull it together, right? It's a lot, and it's not going to be easy. It's a lot of work, but at the end of the day, you can do it. I don't know what your support system look like, but please find one. Find a support system that refuses to let you fail. Find a support system that's going to call you out on your wrongdoings. Find a support system that's going to say, hey, I don't want you to have a bad reputation out here. I don't want people to be afraid of you or afraid to be around you because you're misunderstood. And know that it's okay to be misunderstood as well. I've been misunderstood for a long time. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it because I know I didn't give up on myself. I could have, but I didn't. I sat with myself away from the world. I've done everything I needed to do to make sure that Jazz got Jazz. so that I can be fruitful, so that I can have a great reputation, so that I can check myself whenever I feel like I'm out of alignment. It all starts with you. And more than one person is saying the same thing, then 9 times out of 10, it's true as it pertains to you, not blogs, not gossip, not rumors, right? I've had people come up to me when I was younger and tell me that I had a bad attitude. The difference is nobody never asked why. Nobody never said. All they seen was, man, her attitude nasty. She mean. She got a slick mouth. She this, she's that. And this is 2021, even in high school. But no one ever stopped to ask why. And when I set myself down away from the world and I started to view myself the way that the world did, I understood that they didn't have to ask why. Because you're not going to get more than one chance sometimes in life. Sometimes the first impression is the only impression that you'll ever get. That's the only opportunity that you'll ever have. And whatever it is that you are dealing with, you can't allow it to spew on other people. You can't do that. It's not fair to them and it's not fair to you. So you have to pull yourself back and say, why? Why am I angry? Why don't I have patience? Why do people feel like this when they're around me? Instead of having the I don't care attitude. I've had the I don't care attitude and it did not leave me in situations that was beneficial for me. Again, context purposes, yes, at this age, a lot of people who don't mean me no good, I don't care about what they think, it don't matter. But again, going back to the beginning, I wish I would have thought this way because it would have saved me from being in a lot of bad situations had I cared about what people thought about me. You cannot allow the things that you've been through in your life. You cannot allow the anger and the pain to and carry it on your shoulders so much to the point where you want other people to feel away because you feeling away. That's detrimental to not just your health, but society. Love yourself enough to pull yourself away from the world and work on whatever it is that you need to work on internally. So that when people are around you, they love being around you. When people see you coming, they light up. When people hear your name or the thought of you crosses their mind, they feel something inside of them that they don't feel with nobody else. That's a reputation. You want to leave that impression on people. You want people to feel good whenever they are in your presence. You want them to say, man, a friend of mine said, when I'm with you, I am calm. I feel a sense of peace. I don't need that to flatter me. I don't need that for ego. I don't need that for pride. I need that because it's confirmation that I'm doing the work within self. It's confirmation that I've held myself accountable so much to the point where the peace I feel inside of me is starting to spew out to everything and everybody around me. That's the type of reputation you want to have. Zero tolerance, right? Oh, you can be out here acting a fool, but we know when we go around Miss Jazz or when we know we go around Jazzy that's out the window. Okay? Shout out to the chat. Milda Elephant says, dear Jazz, this is why I love Marshawn Lynch. I am the only there, so I will not get fined. You want to find out about my reputation? Put me on the spot or come to my world and hang out with me. And you know what? I agree with that because, again, other people's perception of me is not my reality. There are people to this day who lost out because they listened to other people. They was wrong. And now they looking like, dang, I was wrong. Yes, you was wrong. Especially because a person like me, I'm very understanding. And I'm going to tell you what I said to your face. If you ask me, because there's an explanation, I lead with love in everything that I do. I have my moments of being a tyrant and doing all that. I lead with love, right? So, yes, start inviting people into your world, but also let people be wrong about you. Al Walter says, young lady, you are speaking to a good group of people. I hope to hear you. Thank you so much, sir. I truly, truly appreciate that. And I hope that you, you know, begin to listen to us and tap in with us Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Epic Moves Milwaukee said, Jazz, you really gave some great thoughts, encouragement, and words of wisdom, affirmation for some, and life lessons for others. Great show. Therapy and critical thinking help the masses. It does. It does. And to be honest with you, it's important. It's important to me because this is all of the things that I wish someone would have told me. And these are all of the things that I share with you all, because sometimes as adults, we forget to be compassionate to one another. We all automatically think because we're grown, we don't have a responsibility to look out for each other. No, that's not true. I'm your responsibility just as much as you are mine's. That's what it means to be a community. That's what it means to be fruitful. And as long as I'm here and I have a platform and a voice, see, this is Jazz. Today, y'all have officially entered into my world. This is all I do. I try my hardest to share lived experiences. I'm only 38. I'm still young, but I've been through a lot more than people older than me. I've been through a lot. I've been through cancer. I beat so many different things in my life. So my thought process is a little different, and that's why I understand why some people don't understand me, because they have not have lived experiences to where things like reputation and brand and time matters. It matters to me because we don't have a lot of time as much as we think. And the moment that you sit yourself down and tear away what the world and society has done to you and view yourself the way that God has made you, that's the day that you have officially become arrived. That's the day that you become who you are supposed to be. Because none of those things matter. And what you do going forward does. Listen, is people help you because of your reputation and because they love you, right? But again, it starts within yourself. How much do you love yourself? How much are you willing to sit with yourself away from the world, away from opinions, away from social media, away from everybody, and be real with you? If you can't be real with you, you can't be real with anyone else. You have to love yourself enough to say, you know what? Something's got to change. Something has to change. I got so tired of myself that I had to sit myself to the side and say, something has to change. Because what you're doing is not okay. Yes, you're hurt, but it does not give you the right to be mean to people. Not mean in a disrespectful way, but just, you know, you hurt people, hurt people. Okay? Hurt people, hurt people. And the moment that we learn to navigate through that pain and use it as a lesson instead of a punishment, is the day that life will be easy for you. So my call to action to everyone out there listening, this is my call to action. As a human being, as a community, specifically the Black and Brown community, I want y'all to start looking at yourselves the way that the world views you. Not the way that someone you grew up with that don't want you to achieve anything or has placed limitations on you view you. Not your cousins who's been jealous of you your whole life, the way that they view you. Maybe even some of your siblings. Not the way that if you're in an abusive relationship, the way that that person views you. But the way that the people who love you view you. The way that your children view you. The way that the people that matters view. Learn to look at yourself the way that they view you, because then you will begin to understand who you are and what it is that you're putting out. When I leave here, I want my reputation to be solid. I want my reputation to be, man, that was a good woman. Not even when I leave, now. Now. And don't worry about those who go out of their way to diminish your reputation, because there's a perfect place in hell for people like that. And if you don't believe me, just wait and see. Don't focus on those who put effort and time into trying to tear down who you are. They're going to get dealt with. In the meantime, start working on you as an individual. What are some things that I can work on? Okay. What are some things that I need to change? That's why I'm so big on communication. I'm very big on conversations, conversing, dialogue. I'm very analytical because I want to make sure that what I'm doing and what I'm putting out is right, because I want that in return. I know you all will agree with me, Truth Nation. Like, we believe in karma. Good and bad. What you put out comes back. But understand where we are in life right now in this day and age. It don't take 5 years, 7 years for something you did to come back. It comes back instantly. So again, yes, the reputation, all that is face value. That's the surface level. But there's layers to this. There are things you need to be doing. And you have to be careful with how you do it, because it's going to come back plus 10. So love yourself enough to pull back from the nonsense, to pull back from the what ifs and all the, you know. And if it's some people you need to clear some things up with, you feel like you can't move forward until you do, handle your business. But understand that you can't address everything. Just address the people that matters. The people that love me. And maybe some of them won't understand, and that's fine too. But my call to action is just for y'all to work on yourself. Work on yourself enough to where you start to view yourself the way the world views you. Make sure that you are not subjective, because we all are subjective in our own right. But sometimes we get so caught up in what we got going on that we become inhumane, thinking that somebody has to do something for us, when in all actuality, they don't. Treat people how you want to be treated, but treat people how you want to be treated to its entirety, not just when it's beneficial. I want to hear from you, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. The Truth is your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. And today we were talking about reputations, but also daily affirmations. You know, Truth Nation, I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in and rocking with me today. Before we went to break, I was saying that my daily affirmation started as I won't give up, but it was too broad. And by the time we got done with our conversation, I switched it to I won't give up on myself. Right. Every day we have a chance to live. Every day we have a chance to breathe is another day to be a better version of ourselves. And trust me when I tell you, it takes less energy to be who it is that you need to be in peace, and more energy to do the opposite. Right. Find your daily routines. This is the part where you have to be selfish. You have to genuinely be selfish and put as much dedication into yourself and your lifestyle as you do your career, your relationships, and everything else. Because the moment you do that, everything else will fall into place. So again, for me, my daily affirmation is I won't give up on myself. I won't give up on becoming a better woman and being who it is that I need to be, right? I wholeheartedly know that had I not removed myself away from the world for a certain amount of time, I would have not become the woman that I am today. And there's a difference between isolation and solitude. So when I speak about pulling yourself away from the world, I don't mean isolation, because isolation means that there's room for deceit for the enemy to come in. Solitude is when you sit with yourself in the high power and you analyze yourself and you tap into a version of yourself that you never knew existed, right? And when you begin to do these things, you begin to attract people with great reputations, great brands, great genuine hearts, all of the above. You will attract other things as well, but for the most part, you become what you attract. You attract what you become, right? So my advice is, if you don't do anything else, and I know it'd be hard, life be life, and because we have responsibilities, but you have to be selfish and figure out a way to make sure that you are in solitude so you can get through what you need to get through. Once you surpass the anger, the pain, the hurt, the things that you have been through, and don't say, oh, it's people that be like, I used to be one of them. I've healed. I went through this. And every time I say that, something else comes up or gets thrown in my face to remind me that I am not fully healed, right? It's a work in progress. And one thing's for sure, two things for certain. Understand that we as Black people will never fully be healed because we're going to continue to go through things. So you have to, again, create a lifestyle that works for you and sit in that moment and understand yourself. We have been trained throughout life to build up everything for everybody else, to be something for everybody else, right? Whether it's parents, whether it's work, whether it's siblings, school, everything. We have not been taught to be everything for ourselves. Now is that time in today's climate. If you don't know nobody, you need to understand who you are. Nobody can tell me more about me than me. Who's going to tell you more about me than me? The problem with that is anybody can if you don't know who you are. Anybody can if you don't know yourself. And I mean know yourself so much to the point to where the discipline comes in. See, the discipline for me became easier because I understand certain things. I know that if this person over here continues to do this, I'm going to do this. I know that if this person does that, I'm going to do that. Therefore, I choose to exit stage left because I don't have time to deal with it. That is called discipline. That is called learning myself. Nobody is responsible to tiptoe around your triggers. Nobody is responsible for putting up with whatever it is that you have going on because you choose to keep making an excuse for yourself. Nobody has to deal with it. And then again, it comes with the reputation. You're this type of person. You're that type of person. So at the end of the day, take a step back. Take a step back, slow it down, figure out who you are now. A lot of times all we do is live or survive to the point where it's like, wait, I don't even like this no more. At this age, I used to like this. That's not my favorite food no more at this age. You have to relearn yourself. You have to relearn who you are. Right? I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Before we get out of here, we got one more break, Truth Nation. Gotta go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. One on 1.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meach. Hey, listen, I know it's hot out there, ladies, and we've been talking about reputation and all of the good stuff, but I know as a pretty woman, there's a lot of pretty women out there. So we're going to get into this new record by MJ. Shout out to E2 and Wavy Boy, man, it's going down. Mealtime's own. Here is Pretty Woman by MJ. Yeah.
This how we gonna do this right here.
Pretty woman, it's something you should know. Mm-hmm. I ain't one of them, baby, I'm him. And that's one thing for sure. Yeah. Pretty woman, it's almost time to go. Ooh. And I got a lot of options, baby. Oh, yeah. So don't be moving slow. Pretty woman. Oh, yeah. I need you for sure.
it's something you can't ignore. Pretty woman, I'ma leave you wanting more. Pretty woman, I make them crazy, have them beating down my door, yeah. I know you ain't met a real one like me, just go with the flow. Pretty woman, it's last call, and this joint about to close.
Finish that whiskey, man.
So put your number in my phone. Lock in and let's go explore. Pretty woman, oh, popping out tonight with a pretty woman. I just need one night. Pretty woman, you such a vibe. Pretty woman, oh, you got me hypnotized. Pretty woman, mesmerized. Pack it up, let's slide. Pretty woman, I know I can't deny. Pretty woman, oh.
101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. That was MJ with his new single, Pretty Woman, produced by Milwaukee's own Wavy Boy and E2, man. Listen, that joint make you want to cut a rug. You understand? Shout out to the ladies. It's one of my favorite songs, man. Listen, Truth Nation, before y'all hop off tonight, we got about 10 minutes left, but we are trying to let the world know that we are here, that there's a new person in town, and we would truly appreciate it if you guys can like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as follow us on social media. Instagram, tap in, MKE. For me, my Instagram is The Jazzy Effect. That's THEJAZZIE EFFECT, right? We've been talking about reputations. We've been talking about your brand. We've been talking about affirmations and not giving up on yourself. And again, before I leave, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. For those who are new, welcome to the Tapped In with Jazzy. We got producer Meech and Z behind the board every day, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And don't be afraid to tap in. Whatever it is that you want to talk about or discuss, we want to hear from you. That is what this platform is about. This platform is for the community. We want to hear what you guys think about, what you're going through. And we can take those and turn it into topic conversation. In conversation, so that we all can have dialogue to figure out how to assist where needed, right? But again, going back to what I was speaking about earlier, you know, my call to action for you all would just be to simply work on yourself. Everyone says it, but I'm telling you, working on yourself will save a whole heap of unnecessary drama, unnecessary trauma, unnecessary pain in general, right? I want you to remember that protecting your peace, protecting your character, protecting your relationships, protecting your future, it matters. It matters. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If you thrive to be something in life, even if you feel like you are at the lowest right now, it matters. It matters. You don't have to have a dollar in your pocket. You don't have to have a place to sleep or food to eat. But if you have a solid character, you indeed are valid. You indeed are somebody. It's a lot of rich, poor people out here. Y'all know what I mean? A lot of rich, poor people. It's a lot of people with money. It's a lot of people who have valuable possessions, but they lack character. They lack having a great character. They lack having a great reputation because their morals and what they believe in, their integrity is trash, right? It's trash. It matters. Take time to work on yourself. it's beautiful to be beautiful. And I don't mean just with looks. I mean internally. It's beautiful to be beautiful. It feels good to love. It feels good when people want to be around you and when people want to see you. Love on yourself. Love on yourself. Don't depend or wait on someone else to make you feel that feeling that you can give to yourself. It's in you already. You just have to tap into it. Love yourself enough to know when you're doing wrong. Love yourself enough to know when you need help. Love yourself enough to know when you've given it all you got, right? Love on yourself. The more you love on yourself, the more people will begin to love on you. I was having a conversation with Dr. Biko Baker the other day. Shout out to Biko. And he was like, Jazz, I know you're used to doing everything by yourself, but you don't have to right now in this. You don't. And I literally, like, internally and by myself, I was like going through it because I'm like, what does it even feels like? What does it feel like to have someone be there for you? What does it feel like to have someone say, I'll help carry this burden and there's no strings attached. I don't want anything. I just want to see you win. It's been a long time, especially when you're in an industry full of sharks. But I had to sit with myself and tell myself, yeah, big dog, you a big dog. Because I'm a big dog for sure. You know what I'm saying? You a big dog. But guess what? It's okay. It's okay to have somebody. It's okay. You are worthy enough for people to love you enough to want to help you. You are worthy enough for people to love you enough to want to see you win. You are worthy enough for people to want to be a part of your world and your life, right? And that's what I'm telling you all. Truth Nation, you are worthy. If nobody told y'all today, you are worthy. You are powerful. You won't give up. You haven't given up. You can do whatever it is you want to do. And whatever trial or tribulations that you're going through, pain is temporary. Some pain is temporary. You will get through it. You will get through it. Thank y'all so much for today's conversation. Shout out to the chat. Jasmine West says, yes, I needed this episode. Madi says, have a great night. Great job. Thank you so much. I needed it too. And I thank y'all for consistently tapping in. Remember to tap in Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And please, 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 y'all, make sure y'all like and subscribe our YouTube channel. And remember, shout out to my students. This is their song, Melinda, Lynn, Zakira, and Torian. Man, if anybody ever counted you out, trust and believe they can't count. 101.7 The Truth. They said I wouldn't make it.
And it just made me think about just how I want my life, reality from a dream. I'm done with stuff that slow me down, I stop sipping the lean. My thoughts way clear when I'm sober, done popping no pinks. They got me tying, I'm trying to be shackled in some Cuban links. Wood to the face, getting my feelings, just thinking of meat. Won't feel my pain, I lit through every single thing that I preach. Talking with this pretty thick girl, toes out on the beach. Like, baby, can I pick your brain? I need to free my mind. Got evil thoughts inside my head, won't let it take my soul. The money fast, my heat took, but these streets cold. Land inside a cell for summertime, gon' have you feeling froze. That was my brother, then he told, now I'm all alone. I told baby, talk to me nice, I see she fixed her tone. Lil' baby bad with back on her, I think I might approach. Ain't nobody ever teach me none, but I'm still rocking coach.
They said I was-